From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Reginald Hardwick. It's Monday, February 10th. Coming up, advocates ask Illinois lawmakers to increase funding for the unhoused in their new budget. That story in just a moment. But first, these headlines. Since President Trump took office, he's taken steps to limit the rights of transgender people and curb access to abortion. In response, advocates for reproductive justice in Champaign, Urbana are taking action. IPM student reporter Layli Nazarova has more from the Reproductive Justice Summit on Saturday.
70 people from numerous local organizations gathered for a day-long event focused on collective action. Illinois has enshrined protections for gender-affirming care, but access to this care varies considerably across the state. And on top of that,
we've definitely had an influx of people coming from out of state.
That's Aiden Navinska with United Pride of Champaign County.
A lot of families with young children, a lot of trans families looking for a more safe community to raise their family, a more accepting community.
Summit organizers are working to compile a list of resources and services pertaining to transgender healthcare, bodily autonomy, and more. I'm Lydia Nazarva, IPM News.
Police say a domestic violence incident in Urbana led to a shooting that killed a child and a man over the weekend. The Champaign County Coroner's Office says 7-year-old Darnell DJ Wicks and 43-year-old Melvin Braxton were fatally wounded after being shot in the 900 block of Lenore Drive Saturday night. Police say occupants of the residence knew the individuals suspected to be involved in the shooting. No other information has been released in the case. Members of the public are invited to attend a celebration of life for Illinois baseball pitching coach Mark Allen. The U of I says Allen died last week at the age of 49 after a long fight with cancer. Allen is survived by his wife and two daughters. He joined Illinois staff after spending the 2019 season as the San Francisco Giants pitching coordinator. 10 of the pitchers Allen worked with at Illinois either got drafted or signed deals with major league organizations after their college careers. The Celebration of Life event will take place tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the Colonnades Club at Memorial Stadium. The Fighting Illini women's basketball team won on the road yesterday, 74-51 against Wisconsin. IPM's Colin Highslope has more.
After starting 1-3 in Big Ten conference play, the team has won 8 of their last 9 conference games. 5 Illinois players scored in the double digits as the team won their 6th straight game. Illinois is in 4th place in the Big Ten conference with an overall record of 19-5. The team will host Penn State next at State Farm Center on Thursday at 6 p.m. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, advocates ask Illinois lawmakers to increase funding for the unhoused in their new budget. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 38 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 27 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 36 degrees, northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 24 degrees, northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, cloudy with snow likely and a high of 30 degrees and a northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, more than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and the illness disproportionately affects African Americans at about twice the rate of their white peers. We'll talk with Illinois healthcare providers working to address those disparities and the producer of a new documentary that aims to raise awareness and inspire hope. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Reginald Hardwick. More than 16,000 people became unhoused in Illinois last year, according to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Eric Stock reports advocates say they need substantially more funding to help break the cycle of homelessness.
Advocates from across Illinois have written a letter asking Governor J.B. Pritzker to add an additional $100 million to the state budget for homeless shelter services. That would mark a more than 30% increase over what the state currently spends on the unhoused. For many of the organizations, additional funds could help sustain or provide further housing for the increasing number of those without it. The increase in the homeless population is close to 20% nationally. Dreams Are Possible was one of the dozens of groups that signed the letter. The Bloomington-based organization provides career training and resources for women struggling to pay rent and obtain higher-paying jobs. Director Mary Campbell says many of her clients are below the poverty line and struggle with rent and other necessities.
It's only one bad situation that keeps them, that would make them move into being homeless. And actually, we actually have had and do have students who are homeless at currently, and they come to us from an encampment.
Campbell says her organization has provided a sense of community as well as training and a weekly stipend of $60. Campbell says it wasn't hard to sign on to the advocacy letter since so many people depend on the funding.
We see it up front and personal with the women and the struggles that they have to try to obtain adequate housing for them and their families. So it's a no-brainer for me to be involved in housing issues.
The Dream Center in Peoria is a faith-based nonprofit that provides career and education training, housing, and supplies for families and couples. The center's Christy Schofield says the cost of housing has been a key factor in why homelessness has been rising. That's why the Dream Center provides supportive housing for anyone in need. Schofield says the program helps people who have tried to leave shelters but struggled to find a more permanent home due to mental health issues or substance abuse.
They would lose that housing and they'd be back in a shelter, and it was just a cycle of homelessness.
Schofield says the additional funding is critical since it is challenging to run a dedicated 24/7 emergency shelter.
In the area, we don't turn anyone within our population away, and we have served as many as 190 at night. We serve 16,000 meals in August and September, and we are just struggling financially.
Dream Center's drive to help others through faith is similar to another signee, the Catholic Conference of Illinois. The organization helps craft and lobby policy for statewide programs involving the church. The conference also works with local dioceses to run charity events to help homeless and low-income residents. The Catholic Conference of Illinois' Social Services Director, Mary Lou Gervaccio, says her organization signed on because the church believes housing is a human right.
This is a concern for us when people are not able to afford housing and unfortunately are, living without homes on the streets and so forth. And also because we believe there's a preferential option for the poor and vulnerable.
The request for more financial help comes at a time when the state faces a more than $3 billion deficit. State Senator Dave Kaler, a Democrat from Peoria, who represents parts of Bloomington Normal, says additional funding for shelters is necessary, but he knows it'll be hard to approve with so many budget priorities.
We just don't have as many resources this year to be able to satisfy all that 100%. So what we have to do is we have to prioritize and say, okay, this is what's most important. This, how can we spread out what resources we do have to make sure that everybody is taken care of a little bit.
The Illinois Shelter Alliance believes there's a cost to not providing help. A study from the Illinois Department of Public Health shows people experiencing homelessness cost the state $16 billion over 5 years. Homeless advocates say more money put into homeless prevention would save the state money long term. The report also shows homelessness lowers life expectancy by 20 years. I'm Eric Stock.
Cesar Toscano contributed reporting to this story. And that's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Lele Nazarova, Colin Highslope, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. I'm Reginald Hardwick. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thank you for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk with you again tomorrow.